Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, you can talk. Hello, how you doing? I got a new employee. Okay. Come on, let's do it now. Get it out the way.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I had to get an edit in here, but the lady who's in charge of the whole place is going to introduce somebody and going to say hello. Don't forget, today, stay with us. We're going to be talking extensively about the benefits guide. Hold on. Here she is.
Hello.
Your name.
I know I am. My name is Nanette, and I work for Pinellas County Veteran Services in downtown St. Pete. We just acquired a new certified VSO officer. Her name is Amy Gearhart. She is more than capable of helping any veteran who have not filed for the claims of VA benefits to do so. Our services are free. We do not charge, and we will do what's called in-person appointments. You're not a number to us. You are important to us. So if you need any help, please call 727-582-7828, and we will be glad to assist you with filing a VA claim. Thank you.
Boy, you got it from them. This is not even the horse. This is the horse, the cow, the chicken, everybody's mouth. Nanette, don't forget her name. She is a very important person to all of us. She's here. She's at the glass window. She will give you all of her attention to try to make sure you get the right stuff. Her name is Nanette, and she just introduced a new lady coming on board, and they always allow for us to be down here. So I want to say thank you to Nanette for taking for that moment, because it's very important. Now, I'm going to read something because I'm an old animal person. My daddy was a big animal person. And a lot of times we forget that in the veteran game, a lot of them have animals, whether it's a CNI dog, whether it's just a cat to keep them comfortable, iguana, whatever it is. But I know that Pinellas County Animal Services is one of the stronger animal service groups that helps our veterans. Pinellas County Animal Service does care about its veterans. Veterans who reside in Pinellas County can adopt a cat, dog for free. All animals are spayed, neutered, and come with annual vaccinations, licenses, microchip, small bag of food. Guess what? It comes with everything. And the annual vaccine. So Pinellas County offers aid to eligible veterans. Please, if you are a veteran and just need a little company or need a good CNI dog, 727-582-2600. 727-582-2600. So we want you to stay with us, and we're going to continue to provide you with information that might help you in your move to this market. If you already live here and you haven't been paying attention, ontheairtoday.com has WVET, 20 years working, and we do our best to provide information for our veterans. We want to thank Nanette for taking a minute and saying hello, because they do have somebody new, and Nanette's right here. It's free. The services, and another guy in my building just told me how good the services were down here. So we're glad to let everybody know that it's also working that way, the better way. Now, before I go to WWFS, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to bring on Kevin Humes.
All right, I got Mr. Kevin Humes, American Veterans Alliance, and plenty of other work in support of our veteran community. Kevin, please say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be able to communicate, to be on this marvelous radio station, and kind of explain some of the things that we're doing to support our veterans in the state, great state of Florida.
Fantastic. And have you talked back to Don?
Yes, I have.
Well, you tell Don we said hello and we're doing your show.
Absolutely. I will be able to convey that to Don. I'll be going out to the studio today or tomorrow. Don's team is putting together a wonderful website that's going to cross-pollinate with WDFL-TV. So we're excited about that and how that merges into your radio as a multimedia component.
Of course. Of course. We just want to make it happen any way we can continue to feed our veterans and the people who take care of veterans.
Absolutely.
Place to go and say, hey, I got some new information. Can we use it in our place? All right. Talk to me about what you're doing now, Kevin.
Currently, we are, I'm a trustee that's connected to the American Legion Post 29 Midtown Trust. What we're doing with that, we was able to, through the selling of the American Legion Post 29, we were able to give the post and the developer $1.6 million to be able to take that particular post and really kind of have it become a shining pillar in the veteran service organizations.
Okay.
As a result of that, we within the Post 29 Midtown Trust, we connected and began to start working towards an equity fund, a veteran-centric equity fund. Within the framework of that equity fund, we're launching the Veterans Television Media Network, which will also be the Patriot Village Veterans Academy housing and training facility.
Okay.
We're excited about that one. And that kind of that thrusts us into the real estate development component, which is a strong component of the trust and of the equity funds, is to be able to be positioned and have the funding to build housing for our transitioning service members, our underserved veterans, and we also are focused on workforce housing as well. We're very excited about that and how that ties into American Veterans Industry Made in America product line. That's going to be instrumental. That's going to give us the sustainable arm through the executive orders to begin to move products through veterans businesses through this network to be able to move their product program and services into Department of Defense, Joint Chief of Staff, Veterans Affairs, etc. That's a real positive, sustainable move that we're going to do. So we're not really depend on anyone outside of what we do within our network.
Fantastic. So that means that once this thing is structured, you got it all going and work, we can take this same concept and maybe go to Seattle, Washington and help them get started, or go to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Absolutely.
A platform.
Yes.
And a prototype for ongoing development for veterans.
You got to keep turnkey solution. Being able to duplicate it throughout the country, because each of our veterans organizations, you know, based on the cutting of this current administration, which I'm in agreement with this current administration in terms of how we can begin to operate from the bottoms up to support the top down. So that's going to be a really good avenue for us veterans organization to be able to say, okay, President Trump, we're ready to go. You know, we're not looking for a handout. We're looking for a hand up.
There you go. Now you just heard of Kevin Humes. He always talks the right language. He's a paper guru. But he just said what we're going to start promoting in a big way. Not a handout, but a hand up.
It's absolutely
time. Because we know that what's happening now has to happen. No matter how you feel about it, it's not the first time it's happened. But this time it's crucial and it's coming at the right time. Clean house and help on the way up, not out. Thank you, Kevin, man. I appreciate you taking the time to tell Don. The next one's going to be on him. I want to talk to him live, but we'll send you a copy of this radio show. It'll be on 96.7 FM in this market over here, but the world is hearing about it on theairtoday.com. Thank you for taking time to talk with me, and I'll get
back. Thank you very much, Keith.
All right, that works out.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tim, we're doing good. We got Kevin taken care of, and we got the people down here at the VA taken care of. Now, let me get into the benefits guide. And I know a lot of people don't pay attention to it because you get it online as well as a paper copy. I like the paper copy. because it seems to always have a different feel. But I know that when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to all the other stuff, you have two executives that constantly make sure that you know that they're watching. One is our esteemed governor, and of course, the executive director's message. And of course, I laugh because I always said, executive director, executive director. Guess what? His name is James Hartsell. I don't know why I don't ever remember to read that, but it's James S. Hartsell. And guess what? We appreciate him. He always has a clear statement. And we know in the state of Florida, we got help. When it comes to veterans in the state of Florida, we can't do better than this. I don't know about Texas. I don't know about New York. But if I had my way, I'd be living in, well, I do live in, what am I saying? I live in Tampa, St. Pete. We got Bay Pines on one side of the bridge. On the other side, we got James Haley. I don't think it gets any better than this. And I think there are 13 different satellite offices, thanks to people like General Ruckus, Charlie Chris. Over the years, these people have stood with this state and made sure that we have what it takes to continue to grow. And I'm going to put a sign out on 95 and 75. The sign says, "We fool, go back." Boy, we got a bunch of people in here. I went out this weekend, and I'll tell you something. Traffic has gotten crazy. But that's what happens when you get go. When you hit the word go and you have growth, then traffic is a part of it. But we do good down here in St. Pete. We have two good medical facilities within driving range, easy to get to. They're not as busy as they used to be because they opened up a little satellite offices. And they're making a difference. Even Tim, our engineer, he lives in Brandon, Bradenton, and he has taken his time to try a couple of the satellite offices. So I know it's working, and we're glad. We do want everybody to know that take the time to find that satellite veterans office nearest you. We fought to get it there, so I'm asking all veterans to at least support it. Make a difference. Go by the satellite office. Introduce yourself. This is your community. And as I grew up, my daddy said, always service the people in your community. Buy from your local stores. Do what you can. As things get bigger, people will have a tendency to leave the local alone. In this case, veterans, let's take time to go and spend a moment with this new satellite office for veterans. See that clinic. They may not be able to do everything you want, but let them know that you live within that community. All right, now that I done got that out of the way, serving American military families. We're going to talk in length about that, so I'm going to give you two other things out of the benefit guide so that we know now that you're following. The first thing I want to talk about when it comes to the benefit guide is veterans benefits pension, aid, and assistance. Guess what? It takes a little reading. Take time to read what the pension and your benefits are there for, how they are accessed, what you can do. Please take a moment. If you look at, I think this is page 11 in the benefits guide. I don't know what it is online, but it says veterans benefits pension. I want you to pay attention to that. A lot of our veterans are getting older. A lot of our veterans who have family members taking care of their family needs need to read this. Federal veteran benefits. There's plenty of updates. Okay? I want you to go and read it. Post 9/11 GI Bill. Montgomery GI Bill. Retroactive GI induction,
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a good week show. I was doing the benefits guide, and guess what? Thank Kevin Humes for calling in, and thank for all the people down here, of course, at the VA Center, downtown St. Pete. Stay with us for the rest of the adventure. Next week, over and out with a shout.